This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, February 24th. Well, the wheat markets yesterday were fairly flat, trying to see some pressure after better than expected crop condition ratings across some of the hard red winter wheat producing states. But strength in corn and soybeans did offer some notable support to wheat and brought it off of its lows. So the soybeans were up 40 cents at one point. They closed up only up 20-ish in the low 20s, and corn also backed off its highs, but still holding those gains fairly well. Soybeans stalling at the highs that we saw in mid-January, but it doesn't look like they're backing off very much. And this morning on the night session, we're back up to yesterday's highs. We're bumping up against that notable resistance fairly persistently, and I would expect that eventually you're going to take that out and soybeans will be on another little mini run here. Should support corn, at least bring corn back up to its highs from a couple weeks ago, and on the crop report, in fact. And if corn can break out above that with any kind of momentum, then you're looking at yet another 30 or 40 cents on the top of that for corn. So there's definitely some upside potential here. And of course, that would support wheat as well if that were to happen. As we get close to wrapping up February and turn the page to March, normally the seasonal tendencies would have us carving out a bottom in late Feb to early March. So, you know, the seasonals have sort of worked. You know, we did put in a high on the crop report, corn and beans. Corn in particular has still respected that high. Beans are back up above that high, and again back up to the mid-January high. So we've taken out that little Feb swing high in soybeans. We're close to testing it in corn, and in wheat, that high actually is already being tested and taken out. So we haven't seen much of a sell-off in the normal seasonal pattern. And much of that is because of poor weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina supporting corn and soybeans. And that, of course, has supported wheat. But we're also seeing, of course, the cold snap in the southern plains over the last week and a half. It clearly has the market nervous about widespread winter kill in far southern Texas and even into Oklahoma. We'll get a look at that over these next couple weeks. We should be greening up. We're going to see much warmer temperatures. In fact, above normal temperatures coming over these next week or two. And there is a shot of rain that is showing up in the 6 to 10 day forecast. Other than that, it looks fairly dry. So of course, that would be an issue as well. So we're just getting the growing season started in the U.S. Southern Plains, and it's off to a pretty stressful start with the cold weather. Now we're getting above normal temperatures and a hint of rain, but if we don't get that, then we're off to a fairly dry start as well. I think the wheat market is kind of basing. We're putting in a base from a technical perspective. My guess is that the upward momentum has kind of regained itself, because we're able to shrug off the normal seasonal pressure and at least go sideways, if not start to ratchet our way higher. I think the market is kind of building up some momentum here, and I think it's going to break out to the upside. We don't see any Russian FOB offers after March. Of course, we're seeing a 50 euro a ton tax just on that, and then of course into new crop, which normally you'd start to see the exporters start to try to get some sales booked for new crop, especially with record plantings out of Russia. But the government has suggested that they're going to have a 70 euro a ton tax on anything over $200 a ton, which, you know, right now we're sitting at around the 260 area. Or excuse me, 280 in Russia. So that's a huge tax, and the exporters are not going to offer wheat that far out with that much uncertainty. And that's what's being talked about, but it hasn't really been solidified by the government. So there's a great deal of uncertainty as far as what new crop valuations would be in Russia. For old crop, it's already restrictive with the 50 euro a ton tax. So as we move forward, we don't expect to see much competition from Russia. And in fact, now Sovcom is already talking about Russian wheat plantings declining. And of course, that would come from spring wheat. Or if you see winter kill, they're not going to replace it with spring wheat. Or if it's marginal, they may just plow it up and plant something else. So looks like wheat plantings will be down this year simply because of the restrictive tax. And that's obviously not what Russia wants to see. So the government's going to have to make a decision fairly quickly here about what they're going to do, if nothing else, with new crop export taxes. In the meantime, we are seeing pretty much demand, world demand, start to flow back to the Europeans because of the Russian tax. But the Europeans, as we know, are already in very tight supply. So their FOB offers are starting to ratchet up fairly quickly here. And that's going to bring the U.S. back into a competition with the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. So that's why I think the futures market just isn't breaking, because you don't have the competition from Russia, which sets world price, and you're seeing the European values start to come up. There's no reason why the U.S. values would continue to go down if everyone else is stable or starting to recover back to the upside. In addition, we're seeing continued dryness across Argentina into southern Brazil. Some are calling it a flash drought, but it's been percolating for quite some time. Just some spotty rain throughout the growing season, but because of the late plantings, now you've got pollination for corn and beans getting pushed back a little bit, and the forecast calling for dry conditions and heating up, not intense heat, but certainly warm enough where it would cause some stress to the plants right during pollination. So we're concerned about losing yield in corn and beans across Argentina and southern Brazil. At the same time, we see yield and quality dropping in northern Brazil because of just persistent rain on mature crops that they're trying to get out of the field. These are soybeans that they're trying to harvest and get the second season corn crop planted, and they're struggling to do that. So not only are we seeing some likely yield declines in the region that's trying to pollinate now, but because of the late harvest of soybeans and the late plantings now of second season corn, that's going to push that crop's pollination deeper into the typically dry and hot season for Brazil. So this sets the stage for yet more corn production declines down the road. And not only production declines, but a delayed harvest. So it's going to keep demand for corn here in the United States longer than you would normally see, pushing into the May-June time window before the Brazilian crop really hits the pipeline. And of course, that's going to be during our planting season, the early part of our growing season. And it just seems to me that with the battle on for acres, the issues going on in South America, that corn and beans will continue to stay well supported, especially during our own planting season where they're battling it out for acres. And as I've said many times, I think spring wheat is going to be a loser here. If you see such strong prices for corn and beans into the planting season here in the United States, there's very little reason why producers across North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, even perhaps into eastern Montana, why they wouldn't take a strong look at soybeans and corn. Because you're, number one, your prices are already high, but your insurance guarantees are going to be high. Certainly knocking spring wheat out of the mix when it comes to just looking at the numbers. So I think spring wheat is kind of the sleeper here, especially if you get some dry weather or whatever, but I think that's going to be a loser for acres. And right now, of course, you know, the attention is on winter wheat and potential winter kill. And I think it's very high potential winter kill that those markets are seeing your better strength. And Minneapolis is kind of taking a back seat. But eventually, I think that Minneapolis could be the big winner here. You know, you're trading discount to Chicago, which is very rare on the front months anyway. And the back months, you're kind of steady to slightly higher. I just don't see that continuing. You know, Minneapolis is, from a quality perspective, is far better quality than soft red winter wheat, and yet we're discount. And that just speaks to the strength in corn. It speaks to potential winter kill in the hard red winter wheat areas, which is also helping to support Chicago, and the absence of Russia, which supports Chicago. The hedge funds taking a strong look at ag commodities, especially the grain markets, with inflation rearing up and the perception that the stock market might be running out of steam, they're going to be looking for commodities, whether it's crude oil, metals, the grains. The grains are certainly having a stellar year so far, and the hedge funds are going to want to get in on that. And any hint of weather issues here in the United States just blows the lid off of the entire grain complex. So there's tremendous potential to the upside. And of course, there's downside potential if weather is ideal. But in the longer run, we have a very solid demand-driven bull market on hand. And you've stoked that with some weather issues in South America. Now we're entering into the U.S. or the Northern Hemisphere growing season. And the U.S. has already seen some problems in winter wheat with this cold snap. So we'll see how things go. But again, it comes back to weather issues and the potential for extreme moves to the upside if you have any hint of a weather problem, because the demand is so strong and because we're already in a bull market and because we've got supplies not as big as we expected to see them from South America. So a lot of potential here. I think breaks will be well supported. We are entering the harvest season for Brazil. We're trying to get it harvested anyway. Eventually that'll get done, likely add some pressure at some point, but I think right in front of us, we still got some moves to the upside over the next week or two, and then we'll probably get more into that seasonal drop through March and April perhaps for corn and beans, but at the same time, I think wheat is going to be moving to the upside by then. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.